K-State Nation, what's up, folks? Eddie Greer here for another upset edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State, recording early on a Thursday morning, November 9th, 2023. Another ranked opponent goes down at Morgan Family Arena last night. Your K-State women's volleyball team upset, folks. The defending national champions, Texas Longhorns, came in number 3 in the country last night here at Morgan Family Arena in straight sets. Do you believe it? I still cannot. But this has been building and building. K-State coming in here, the volleyball team, already had 3 ranked wins this year. 2 of those coming here in Manhattan, Kansas. The other one on the road to Baylor. This, by far, a gigantic, enormous victory for Jason Mansfield. I almost said the wrong coach. Jason Mansfield and his team. The football team can't do it. The volleyball team can. Yes, sir. 3 straight sets. Man, you know, I was, to be honest with you, I was at another obligation, so I could not watch this ball game. But when I came back, I had to do a triple check on this game. Are you serious? Well, K-State women's volleyball is serious. The biggest win by far. 4th ranked opponent this year. Well, actually now it's 5th. Excuse me there. Straight sets over. You're talking about the Big 12 champs. Not only that, you're talking about also beating the national champions last year. And what a raucous crowd. I did see the highlights. What a raucous crowd once again. Shout out K-State Nation for doing y'all thing once again down there. A sold out house, Morgan Family Arena, over 3,000. Hey, we're not like Nebraska now, but hey, when we talk about that purple and silver, that's what I'm talking about. 25-22 in set 1, and the same duplicate in game 2, set 2, 25-22, and the clincher, 25-21. You can just feel the decibel meters go up and up as this game went along. You upset the national champions. Yeah, you're going to get put on national respect for sure there as well. I know. We'll touch on the standings a little later on. I'm kind of on a little bit of time crunch here, but I just want to come on here and give you what went down. Aaliyah Carter, this was freshman-ish right here. Remember a couple years ago on the debut of this podcast, Aaliyah Carter was... she was all over Texas. Well, she was that and then some in this game by 4. Double digits in all of kills here. 45 kills. Well, actually, 20 kills. Yeah, 20 kills. Yeah, that's what I saw on the stat sheet last night when I got home. 20 kills on a night. 300 hitting percentage here for Carter. Carter's 20 kills. Whoa, ties for 5th in a rally scoring area for total kills in a single 3-set match, marking the program's first 20-kill, 3-set match since her 23 kills against Wayne State back in 2021. Clinton, Anya Clinton, the other half of the AC squared combo, added 7 kills. Brenna Schmidt, huge on a night, 6, getting more and more playing time. Izzy Swiecki, she was big as well, 31 assists on the night. Mackenzie Morris, you got your 2 seniors, your long stays here, Morris and Carter. Carter did her business, and so did Mac Morris as well. 28th career 20-dig match as well. Texas only hit less than 250. Who saw that coming? Not me. Not me for sure. I got to go watch these highlights again at some point later on today. Wow, incredible performance by this team. 14-10 overall. I believe now they are now 8-7 in this. We haven't talked about volleyball much in a couple weeks. They did lose a couple games prior to this game. We even know. Okay, you know, they're gonna get swept out of here. They're gonna put up a good fight. Like they did against Nebraska, and it's all is good, right? No, sir. Not this time. They did a lot more. They did a lot more than just, they didn't roll over. They went out and took it to Texas from the jump of this match. Jason Mansfield, we ain't going to go anywhere without seeing what Jason Mansfield had to say about his team right here. And we'll get Izzy in here as well. Cool. I think we just tried to really believe this week. It was tough after losing two close matches. Of course, the KU last weekend, which left the team very disappointed. I think that the goal and the message was just to believe from then on. We felt it on practice after Monday's practice as we got back to work. With Texas coming, we needed to get ready in the last few days. They've been really focused. There's no reason to believe that we cannot only compete with a team like this, but beat them. I'm really proud. Oh, boy. Really proud of our effort. The crowd was incredible, and the girls definitely fed off that. They were a huge part of what we did tonight. Yeah, the crowd was, again, I didn't watch this match. I watched the highlight package late last night, but you get a product like this. You know the college game. You get college football especially. You get that crowd behind you. You're playing well like this. You believe that's what happens right there as well. Before we head on out of this podcast, K-State Women's volleyball team upset defending national champion Texas, third-ranked Texas in straight sets last night at Morgan Family Arena here in Manhattan, Kansas, to really bolster their regular season resume. That's what I'm looking for there. Izzy Swiatkowski here. Quote, I think we really learned how to feed off the crowd. I think at first I was like, whoa, we have our own people in a tiny space cheering for us. It was a lot, but now we're kind of feeding and also just really focusing on one point at a time. Even if we got a good point, it was like, okay, don't even remember that one, like what we are going to do for the next one. And then we're going to go on here. Let's see. Continue with Suyeski here to close it out. Yeah, quote, yeah, I think each team kind of has their own things. I feel like Texas embodies a lot of those things from each team. You know, BYU has a really aggressive setter. Texas also has a really aggressive setter. So I think just having all those factors and then having Texas kind of having all of them, it was a nice way to show off what we've been working on and show off what we've learned from other games, end quotes there. She did comment on Mackenzie Morris here as well. Quote, I think Mac Morris, her middle name is now Dig or Shove. I mean, she played amazing. She was touching everything, end quote there as well. Well, Mac Morris, one of the best in the Big 12. Aaliyah Carter, one of the best players in the Big 12 there as well. Anya Clinton, Hannah Hepp helping out as well. Cindy Boulding, if I read correctly, they had seven blocks in this game as well. Incredible stuff from the volleyball team last night there. Upset. The football team couldn't do it on the road, coming up short in a heartbreaker. Well, women's volleyball has said, hey, we'll take that for you. And they did it in pretty stunning and emphatic fashion, sweeping third-ranked Texas in straight sets last night. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. You can get it wherever you get your podcast. That's going to do it for right now. We got to cut this thing short. Wanted to hop on here to give what, and for good reason, upset Texas. Can you believe that? Woo! Congratulations to Jason Mansfield on a huge win. For sure, this skyrockets to the top of the list here, obviously because of what this is for not only for K-State Women's Volleyball going forward, but man, this, I will be stunned if this mojo don't carry over for the rest of the year. But congratulations, Volley Cats. You did what you got to do. You did y'all thing last night, sweeping number third-ranked Texas in straight sets, 25-22, 25-22, and 25-21 for the Pearl Project Podcast. Eddie Greer, you can find this podcast wherever you get your favorite podcast. We are free and available pretty much almost daily, wherever you get your podcast. More Cats coverage continues this week here. I'm going to record a special guest here later on tonight. Excited about that. That won't come up until over the weekend. A lot more Cat athletics coverage coming, including K-State Baylor here on Vets Day weekend coming up this weekend. Go Cats.